Welcome to episode 66 of the Snowflake SnowPro Advanced Architect Certification In-Depth Training Podcast, brought to you by BrightFlux. I am your host, Yakub Abdul Hakim, a certified Snowflake user, and in today's episode, we will be diving deep into configuring virtual warehouses in Snowflake. Our goal is to thoroughly explore this topic, ensuring you have all the knowledge needed to excel in your certification exam. Virtual warehouses in Snowflake fundamentally are massively parallel processing compute resources used to perform the data workloads required by Snowflake users. They play a critical role in managing Snowflake's compute resources, and thus understanding their configuration is crucial. Let's embark on this detailed exploration together. Initially, let's define virtual warehouses and understand their importance. A virtual warehouse, or simply warehouse, in Snowflake represents the computational power you can rent to execute your SQL queries. The beauty of Snowflake lies in its ability to effortlessly scale these warehouses up or down based on your workload demands, offering unparalleled flexibility and efficiency. Furthermore, Snowflake's architecture separates compute and storage, allowing you to scale each independently to meet your specific needs, ensuring cost effectiveness. Now, let's move on to configuring virtual warehouses. The process is straightforward from the Snowflake UI. However, the depth we need requires understanding various parameters that dictate their performance and cost implications. You can create a new warehouse or alter an existing one from the Warehouses tab in the Snowflake UI. Here you will be presented with several important settings. First off, size is critical. Snowflake offers multiple warehouse sizes to cater to different needs. Interestingly, as you move from a smaller to a larger warehouse size, the computational power essentially doubles. Yet the interesting fact is, so does the cost. This direct correlation between size and cost emphasizes the need for efficient size selection based on your workload requirements. Furthermore, the concept of auto-suspend and auto-resume plays a significant role in managing cost effectively. Auto-suspend allows a warehouse to automatically suspend when not in use, whereas auto-resume reactivates the warehouse upon receiving a query. This feature ensures that you are not paying for compute time that you're not utilizing, thus optimizing your resource management. Additionally, the configuration of resource monitors is another aspect not to be overlooked. Resource monitors enable you to set limits on the amount of credits that can be consumed by a warehouse, providing a safety net against unexpected high usage or cost. It is a prudent practice to configure these for every warehouse, especially in a shared environment where multiple teams have access. Moreover, the option to configure scaling policies such as auto-scaling grants the flexibility to automatically adjust the size of your warehouse in response to changes in workload. This capability ensures that your computing resources are proportional to your needs at any given time, enhancing performance while maintaining cost efficiency. Equally important is understanding the different types of warehouses. For example, you have the option between on-demand and pre-purchased compute options. On-demand allows you to pay for what you use, suitable for variable workloads, while pre-purchased offers cost savings for predictable, steady workloads. Lastly, one must also consider the impact of virtual warehouse on query performance. The placement of warehouses in regions close to your data can significantly reduce latency, improving query execution times. This geographical consideration is especially vital for global organizations, ensuring that users in different regions have optimal access. In conclusion, configuring virtual warehouses in Snowflake requires thoughtful consideration of various parameters to optimize performance and cost. Today, we covered how to select the appropriate size, manage costs through auto suspend and auto resume, utilize resource monitors, adjust scaling policies, and the significance of warehouse types and their geographical placement. With this knowledge, you are better equipped to configure virtual warehouses effectively, moving you closer to achieving your Snowflake SnowPro Advanced Architect certification. Thank you for joining us for today's in-depth exploration on virtual warehouses in Snowflake. Until next time, this is Yaqub Abdul Hakim, signing off from Bright Flux.